One's life cannot be free of problems, but what approach shall we adopt in our life to ensure that we do not face a problem after problem and that our problems are kept to a minimum?
Actually, everyone thinks that his problem is very big. When that person sees someone inflicted in a bigger problem, then he realizes that his one is too small. To be honest with you, some people even don't know what are big problems called. But here, one point I would like to address. Do not delay in solving problem. Try to deal with it straight away. Now this is on my hand. I can hold it, but after a little while, my hand will start coming down. Then I'll try to lift it up. It'll come down again and again lift up. But gradually, I'll start feeling pain in my hand. Even if a problem is small, try to deal with it and sort it out. That's what I would advise.
You see, the one who has a problem, who's facing a problem, all he thinks most of the times is that one way or the other, my problem should be resolved.
Well, getting rid of problems and calamities in life, it's a natural desire of every human being. But here, the important fact is, one should ponder on the fact that will I get inflicted in a much bigger problem after solving this one or not? Let's take an example of a person who needs to use toilet after every half an hour. He is really concerned about this condition. Just for the sake of an argument, if he is given an option, okay fine, this problem will be resolved, but you have to choose another problem. And he chooses cough. When he opts for coughing, so his first problem relating toilet gets resolved. Now he coughs continuously. Coughing doesn't stop. Then he thinks initially I could sleep for half an hour at least. Now I can't sleep even for half an hour. Then he's given option to choose something else. He chooses itching. Coughing gets cured, but itching starts. He thinks when I was coughing it was just a problem of my chest and throat. Now because of itching my whole body is in problem. I can't relax and my bed feels like a bed of thorns. Sometimes it happens that the person who faces a small issue, because of that, he is protected from a bigger calamity. The calamity he is given protection from is normally bigger than what he faces currently. Say, had this a small problem or calamity resolved, that person would have inflicted in a bigger problem. Let me explain you this with example. It would be easy to understand. Say, a person was about to catch fire in kitchen. He fell ill. Now he is not able to go to kitchen, how would he get burnt in kitchen? So in fact, this illness was to save him from the bigger problem of catching fire. In whatever condition person is, he should have this positive opinion about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah has kept goodness for me in this condition. Think if I'm fallen ill, then there is some sort of secret behind this illness which possesses good for me. This illness could be an expiation of my sins, reason to elevate my levels in Jannah. Or this is to protect me from a bigger calamity. When we live with such positive opinions and expectations from our Lord Azza wa Jal, then we remain patient. By this, we also get rid of many diseases like depression, anxiety, hopelessness, sleeping difficulty, and many other problems and issues. And remember, moaning and complaining all the time, this leads to diabetes, blood pressure, anger, and many other physical health problems and issues in life. And remember, unthankfulness also affects your spirituality. So always try to look after your spiritual health. That will help you to better your physical health too, inshallah azza wa jal. This is my advice and request.